Las Vegas and talk with him about some Major League Baseball, etc. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Also, World Golf Championship going on in Memphis, Tennessee today. We'll get his thoughts about that coming up. KJ Pilcher will join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We will talk with KJ about the state baseball tournament, which gets started coming up on Friday, as a matter of fact, over at Principal Park in Des Moines. The field is now set. Brackets are now set. We will talk about that with KJ and maybe a wrestling question or two for him. We'll do that on the program today as well. Also coming up, your chance to win from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. We've got another shot at two free rounds of golf at either Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or the Jones Golf Course for you before 4 o'clock today. It's all coming up on the Gym Class here on KGYM. And welcome into our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Jeff Downing sitting in for Kyle today. Kyle's on his way out to Mulligan's. He's going to be out with the guys at the KGYM road trip coming up starting at 4 o'clock here today. It is a gym class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the north gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the south gym in Iowa City. KJ Pilcher will join us. Dave Kokin's going to be joining us as well coming up in just a little bit. Good show coming up for you as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on this Thursday. Plenty to talk about today, and that doesn't even include remnants from the Bowling Night in America preseason meeting that took place last night. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated, a place for friends meet up again and again, friends, family, coworkers, what have you. Stop on by at Third Base, and it's a place to gather when you got to get some time away from the grind. At the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. And Twins baseball coming up tonight. Twins and the White Sox, as we'll have it for you from Chicago. 7 o'clock, we'll join up with the network, and just past 7 o'clock with the first pitch, about 7:08, 7:09 from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, as the Twins will try to bounce back after dropping 2 out of 3 to the red-hot New York Yankees, as that was quite a three-game series. No doubt about that. And we'll see what happens tonight when Mark's team and my team get together. Always a lot of fun with that. Again, 319-366-1600. We've got a flat-footed tie at the top of the National League Central, by the way. The St. Louis Cardinals defeating the Pittsburgh Pirates today, 6-3. Cardinals sweep that series, and St. Louis and Chicago now in a flat-footed tie atop the National League Central here on August the 26th. Cubs are off today as well, so they will be back in action. They go to Milwaukee over the weekend to take on the Brewers. I'm sorry, Mark, go ahead.
August already?
No, July 25th.
July 25th, okay.
July the 25th. How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
You were commiserating with Loretta up front, right?
I was.
Okay.
We were trading wrestling information and whatnot, informed her that we have a guest at the bottom of the hour.
True.
As you mentioned.
Yep. Got a guest prior to that as well with Dave Kokin, but we're going to talk with KJ Pilcher coming up in a little bit as well toward the bottom of the hour. Tonight, I wanted to talk about this a little bit before we bring in Dave Kokin, but tonight is the start, at least for the team made up of Iowa Collegians. The Iowa United team is what they are calling themselves. And tonight is the beginning of their journey to what could be, I think, $2 million winner-take-all tournament in basketball. They're going to be playing down in Wichita, going to be televised on ESPN, I believe, coming up tonight. And a squad made up of former, Iowa State, Drake, was going to be Megan Gustafson, but she is not going to be playing. Matt Gatens is going to be playing, and they're going to be taking on a team called the Aftershocks. Very clever, by the way. Made up of former Wichita State basketball players. This is a concept that was born to get basketball in the summer, basically. That and to fill up time on ESPN television. Also, that helps. But as we mentioned, I think it's $2 million winner take all. And it gets started tonight. And as I mentioned, that Iowa team is going to be playing at 8 o'clock tonight. And ESPN's taking this very seriously. Fran Fraschilla is going to be on the call tonight doing the color commentary. And you've got a squad. You got the Iowans taking on Wichita State. You've got former Kansas Jayhawks playing, I believe, in the first game. Self-Made is their name. It's kind of the equivalent of the three-on-three league going on right now as well that I know a couple of the networks are into as well.
Some of the players on Iowa United, Nicholas Bear, Melson Basabi, aforementioned Gatens, Marcus Fizer from Iowa State, Jeff Horner.
Yes. Now coach Jeff Horner.
Peter Jock, Tyrus McGee out of Iowa State, Cyrus Tate, former Iowa, and a few others.
Yeah.
Reed Timmer out of Drake.
Because you need a shooter.
You do.
Got to have a shooter out there.
The only thing I have a problem with on this is nobody used any imagination for the name of the league.
The basketball tournament.
Okay.
Should have been something like $2 million basketball bonanza. Winner take all.
319-366-1600. Our Hurchin and Stocker Jeweler text line. And our phone line, Jeff Downing sitting in, our associate producer today. Should you be moved to interact with us.
There you go. Are you interested in it tonight? Are you going to pay attention? Are you going to tune in? Are you going to keep track of it?
Depends on what the score of the Sox and the Twins are at 8 o'clock.
True. We already talked about your Minnesota Twins and the White Sox coming up tonight. Let's go to the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line right now. We got some interaction going hot and heavy.
We do indeed. Let me take these in order here. Cyclone Tim, I would be interested to know what the overall record of Northland's boys and girls basketball and boys baseball and girls softball over the past 4 or 5 years.
Well, let's see.
They rarely lose.
Softball is playing for a state championship tonight. Baseball is in the tournament next week. Actually, they'll get started Friday or Saturday. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Basketball boys won the 2A championship this past winter. Girls had a tremendous season as well. Somewhere in the teens.
In terms of losses?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
And that's 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 year right there. 319-366-1600. Are you going to be watching the basketball tournament or paying attention to the basketball tournament tonight? Asking you that out there at 319-366-1600. I am curiosity is going to get the better of me.
I'm curious.
I want to see it. I want to see how it's all going to play out. I want to see who's going to do well. I want to see if this is, if this is well officiated. I want to see how this. I assume it's not call your own. That would be a rough situation. Like I said, I want to see how this all plays out. So I will be paying attention coming up tonight. I will be an interested spectator. Not down in Wichita, but just I will be spectating and see how it all goes. Best of luck to the Iowans.
Who's behind this endeavor anyway?
I have no idea. No idea.
I'm going to look into that.
All right, you find out. We're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up in a little bit. KJ Pilcher will be joining us as well coming up in just a little bit. So we talked about the tournament. Also, I want to go down nostalgia lane just for a moment. This came last night on my Twitter timeline, at Scott Unash, big S, big U, at Mark underscore Dukes, by the way. And one of my favorite follows out there, I think it's the Super 70 Sports, came up and had a picture of the 1972. I want to get this right here. So let me just make sure that I have this absolutely correct here. And now with the newfangled Twitter, it's very difficult to do this. There we go. If I hit this, will it go there? No. You can't. What happened? Was old Twitter that bad?
No.
Okay, I found what I have to hit here. Okay, here we go. The 1972 NFL Action Stamp Saver Album and Deluxe Stamp Saver Album.
I saw your tweet on this earlier.
And there was nothing that jazzed a 6 or 7 year old kid in 1972 than collecting, you know, these football stickers and then putting them in the album. And I know for a fact that I still have this album somewhere in my parents' house in northern Minnesota. And now I am tempted to drive back up there 8.5 hours to try to find this
thing. The whole point of your tweet was not necessarily the cards, but how you acquired them.
Oh, yeah. I put out, my dad has never bought so much gas in his life in the year 1972. Sunoco, which is still around, but DX stations, which are not around anymore. That's the ones that we had around here in Cedar Rapids. And I still remember pestering my father, do we need gas yet? Thankfully, gas was only 25 cents a gallon or something like that.
But you fill up and you get these cards or what?
Depending on how much you put in, you get, you know, X amount of the stickers. And then you put them in the album. I had to have the Super Album, of course, which I still remember had pictures of the stadium.
So they're stickers or cards?
They're stickers.
Okay.
They're stickers. And like I said, that thing was tremendous. That's what I fully remember that back in 1972. So I went down nostalgia lane last night. I thought it was great.
I guess my dad never stopped at DX. Got upset with the late.
Do you remember those? 319-366-1600. Next time I'm there, I am finding that book. Already contacted.
I'd like to see it.
I already contacted mom and dad. Please look for that book. I don't know where you're going to find it, but I guarantee you it's in some box in some crevice of the house in northern Minnesota that they reside in.
Back to the basketball tournament.
Yes.
Who would have known this is the sixth year for this endeavor?
I didn't.
Started in 2014, the finals location that year, 32 teams competed. The finals were in Boston. This year, it's a $2 million payout. It's a single elimination tournament.
That's right. One and done.
The basketball tournament was founded in 2014 by someone named Jonathan Mugar, M-U-G-A-R. I don't know Jonathan. Not familiar with him. Some of the rules, the games are played in 9-minute quarters instead of 20-minute halves.
Okay.
Players are disqualified upon their sixth foul. Bonus free throws follow NCAA women's and FIBA rules with 2 free throws on the fifth and subsequent non-shooting fouls by the defense in a quarter. Replay review is governed by NCAA rules.
Oh, there's review. Oh, man. Maybe it'd be better to call your own.
There's no overtime.
How do you?
I don't know. There's something called the Elam ending.
Is that like a time limit in a state softball concie? Learned about that last night, too. I'm with you, Mount Vernon. I am not happy about that. If you're going to play a game, there should not be a time limit on said game. Go ahead.
Did you figure that out? Is that just because
it's
a consolation game?
Yes, it is the consolation rule out there. 319-366-1600.
The Elam ending is very complicated. I'm not even going to go into it. If you want to find out about
it. Is it more complicated than our new bowling rules?
It's even Steven there.
I got a headache reading those today. Cyclone Tim joining us here at 318 on the program. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Are you watching the tournament tonight?
Well, you know, last year I thought the Cyclone team was supposed to be pretty good, and Bryce White played more like Betty White, but you know, it wasn't good. And so I don't know. I probably will see how they're doing, but it's such a crapshoot because these guys, just getting them all together is so hard to begin with, and let alone play together well. So, but a quick comment on this is the last couple of years, I believe DeAndre Kane's team has won the whole thing. He plays for a team off, you know, outside of the country that comes and plays. I don't know, but maybe you guys know something like that. I'll hang up because I'm driving, but I was just kind of curious if you knew that.
Well, I through the power of Google, Tim, Overseas Elite has won the last four.
Wow.
The first one was won by Notre Dame Fighting Alumni. So
that's
Overseas
original.
Elite, probably DeAndre Kane's team. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason I knew this is because DeAndre was going to play for the Cyclone team last year, and then he backed out at the last second and decided to play for the team that won it the year before. Probably a good move because I think they won it last year again. So he made some money.
He did.
Anyway, thanks, guys. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
The first year, Scott, Notre Dame Fighting Alumni beat a team called Team Barstool.
Oh, geez.
Team Barstool.
Made up of the Barstool.
Not sure.
Barstool Sports guys.
Of those team members, but that was the name of the team.
I'm waiting for the Globo Gym Purple Cobras to be announced here. This sounds like the dodgeball tournament, except with a lot bigger payoff. One cool thing about it, though, tonight, they are going to be playing Chris Street's family. Nick Bear is going to wear number 40.
Nice.
And the Street family allowed Nicholas Bear to take the Chris Street, a jersey that Chris wore, an Iowa jersey, with them to Wichita tonight. It's on the bench. So that's a pretty cool deal right there. Something that Iowa State and Drake and you and I and everybody can get behind right there. All right, 3:20. We need to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to get Dave Koken on the line. Talk with Dave. KJ Pilcher going to join us as well coming up in just a little bit, and that'll give everyone time to find their 1972 Super Sticker albums with NFL stickers adhesed to it. Is that a word? Adhesed?
Go for it.
All right. 319-366-1600. Back after this.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Linda Tire Service, where we put service first.
Drive safe this summer with Linder Tire, a great selection of tires from Hankook, Hercules, Nokian, and Yokohama. And to keep rolling safely, stop in for a maintenance check on your car or truck. Linder Tire Service, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Coupons and more specials at LinderTire.com.
Come to Linder Tire Service for quality tires and service.
More than just tires.
A great round of golf doesn't have to cost a fortune. $25 is all you need. Now through the end of August, have fun in the sun Monday through Thursday from 11 to 1 at any City of Cedar Rapids golf course. Get in a full 18 holes and half cart for only $25. And if you love to hit the links on Fridays, head over to Twin Pines for the same $25 deal anytime on Fridays. What a way to enjoy the rest of summer. Schedule your tee time now at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And now a word from Andrew's boss, Dave.
Thank you, and may I say, what a beautiful service. My favorite Andrew memory was when he came in to interview. He told me he got a bachelor's in whatever accountants get, and I figured some of his college buddies might be here who got the same thing and need a job. Wow.
I think you should leave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back with you in the gym class on KGYM at 3:23. We've got those City of Cedar Rapids golf passes we'll give away before 4 o'clock. Maybe you'll even see Jeff Downing's smiling face at Gardner Golf Course. And we'll give you an opportunity to win those before 4 o'clock here today. Dave Kochan set to join us right now from Las Vegas. SmokingKochan.com, the website at Dave Kochan. On Twitter, joining us here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And Dave, you hopefully everything is going well for you today. You had a good lunch, but you are done with the major league bullpens, aren't you?
Yeah, well, for the most part. I mean, there's going to be some angles that I use that just apply to full game. But outside of that, to me, if you're trying to guess at what's going to happen in the last three innings of a game, well, that's what you're doing, is you're guessing. And that's not a gamble I'm interested in. There's no way to handicap these bullpens. Can't be done.
Consequently, you're on a lot of final fives, right?
First five,
that's what I meant.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's a starting pitcher, if I'm trying to handicap the starting pitchers, there's no point in going past five innings. Because they're mostly done after six at the most. And then it's on to the failed starters who comprise the bullpens, and you have there's no way of knowing what they're going to do.
Consequently, we have Giolito against Barrios tonight.
Great matchup.
107. Well, Barrios has not been that great lately. His last five or six, Dave can attest to this, he hasn't been Barrios-like.
Yeah, he's getting by because he's got so much talent, but he hasn't really been at his best, and his metrics over his last few starts are not good. High pitch counts. He's had a really good strand rate, which has helped him, but you can't live like that. Giolito also has had some control issues, so I think as the innings are starting to pile up, he's maybe not as sharp as he was, but I think maybe the White Sox worth a little bit of a shot tonight as a home dog early. Again, I don't know what's going to happen in the late innings, and we'll stay out of that. But the Twins are coming out of a pretty crazy series against the Yankees, and maybe you can catch them a little bit early tonight. So yeah. I think it's plus 120 or so. Not a bad gamble.
What did you think about that Twins-Yankees series? I mean, that thing was that was incredible.
It was insane. It was insane. And they're the perfect example. You can't tell me that you knew what was going to happen with either of those bullpens. They were just, I mean, in the 14-12 game, which really should have been 15-14 if it's not for an absolutely phenomenal catch by Aaron Hicks. You get Yankees walk the bases loaded with Aroldis Chapman. They walk the bases loaded with Adam Ottavino. These are supposed to be the good guys. And, no, I just don't, there's no way, I'm not good enough to handicap it, and I'll tell you what, nobody else is either. So it's just a coin flip late in these games, and if you're lucky, that's great. If you're not, that's the way it goes.
So
I'll stay out of it.
Yesterday we were talking about if you'd rather see a 15-14 game or a 3-2 pitcher's duel, and people are kind of split on it. You like 3-2?
I'll take 3-2.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I like the low-scoring pitcher's duels more.
I don't really need to watch a baseball game for 5 hours. I'm not a big pace of play guy. I got enough problems with a three-hour game, but 5 hours is it's a lot. Okay.
We've got
the thing is that it's not all hitting, because if you looked at the Yankees game, I mean, you can't tell me you're excited by watching six walks in two innings.
True.
What's exciting about a walk?
Well, you're going to see 5.5 hour games at least once starting tonight with the Red Sox and the Yankees going at it for four.
I don't doubt that. When these teams play, it's always a long game. And you could see some runs tonight, which will make it even longer because Tanaka's been so-so, even though he's winning. And Porcello, so-so would be an upgrade for Porcello. But I do think the Red Sox might beat him tonight. This is the Yankees' bullpen. Again, I'm not trying to handicap bullpen. It's just guessing. But the Yankees' bullpen could be short tonight. There's no way Chapman will pitch. They've used a lot of guys. And you know, travel factor might slightly favor the Red Sox as well. But I don't have enough faith in Porcello to make the bet.
Preseason NFL on the horizon, Dave. Is it appealing in any way to you?
Yeah. It's the only time of year where you would know in advance which teams are trying to win and which teams aren't.
Mm-hmm.
You get game plans from the coaches. Not this first week. Not in the Hall of Fame game and not in week one. But after that, you'll start to get you'll get determinations in advance of how long first units are going to be on the field, what teams are trying to accomplish, and you can use that to your advantage. Anybody who doesn't think exhibition football is beatable, they're wrong. Okay? It's easier than the regular season.
We're a week away because next Thursday night we'll be getting ready for the first NFL game. It is a Hall of Fame game, and you know the starters are going to play one series, and that's going to be about it. So
right.
I'm with
those
you.
Those games I don't even look at. The only thing I'll watch in those games is to see what the depth charts look like, so maybe we can get a feel for how teams are going to line up as they go further into the preseason.
I like watching those games because in the second half you're going to see a lot of guys that could be either are going to be guys are going to be picked up, they're going to be the surprises, or they're going to be people that are going to be probably serving you somewhere at a restaurant in a couple of weeks. So that's what makes it intriguing to me in those first couple of weeks of preseason football.
I think what I like best about it is it's a home team broadcast, and you get a lot of interviews during the game. It's just relaxed and kind of laid back, and nobody really cares what's going on the field. And I don't mind that. We're going to have enough drama-packed games once the regular season starts.
It's football, and that's good enough. And we're about a month away from college football getting underway, so that makes me feel good inside with Miami and Florida getting ready to go at it in that first weekend.
In Hawaii and Arizona as well.
Yeah.
That might be a game with about 100 points scored in it, so that could be fun to watch.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. And then UNLV will get started, and that might not be quite as good.
No, they're not going to be good. The bottom half of the Mountain West is pretty bad. It's not Sunbelt level bad, but it's not good. But there's some teams at the top of the conference that are quite good and can compete on a national level. Boise State, certainly. Fresno State's taking a step backwards this year, but they'll still be pretty good. Utah State's got a great quarterback in Jordan Love. Not a lot around him, so we'll see what happens there. San Diego State, if they could ever find a quarterback, would be a top 25 team. So, you know, the top of the conference is pretty good.
Is Vegas excited to get the packed championship game?
I guess. The locals, it'll sell out, but the locals won't care. But it'll sell out, so I guess it's good for the city.
In the new stadium, yeah. Pac-12 is going to be moving there in a couple years when the stadium is built. And, yeah, it's more money for Vegas to come in, certainly. And
yep. That stadium's going to have a lot of really big events in it.
Very much.
We've got a Super Bowl pretty soon. Super Bowl will be, I would say, 5 or 6 years out. It's going to be a great draw.
It will be. It will be, no doubt about that.
Did the Pacquiao-Thurman fight bring a lot of action, and is there a clamoring for a rematch?
Yes. No, not so much in the rematch. Huge volume in the fight. But no clamor at all for a rematch.
Mm.
Pacquiao won the fight, and that's it. And there's two other fighters in the division, in Spence and the guy from Nebraska, who's the best fighter in the world, Crawford. But Crawford, in a potential rematch, which I don't know why anybody would buy it, but they will, between Pacquiao and Mayweather. So you're not going to see a rematch between Pacquiao and Thurman.
No. Pacquiao, though, pound for pound, maybe the guy as far as one of the all-timers anyway concerned.
For him to be still doing it at this age, and he's still a good fighter. And a pretty busy guy, besides that, being a senator over in the Philippines. He's amazing.
It's a very interesting life. He'd be a good 30 for 30 or something like that for Manny Pacquiao. Just to,
he might need more than 30 for him.
60 for 60, then.
Yeah, there you go. Fascinating guy. And from all accounts, just a really, really good human being on top of that.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, appreciate it. We will talk again before the Hall of Fame game coming up next week.
Sounds good, guys.
Dave Kokin joining us from Las Vegas. SmokingKokin.com, the website, at Dave Kokin on Twitter. We're going to take a break, come back. KJ Pilcher is going to join us as we go to break. Going to give you an opportunity to pick up some City of Cedar Rapids golf passes. And this is a terrific deal. We have a package for you. Two free rounds of golf at either Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones, plus the use of a golf cart. And you can pick those up right now. Caller 6 at 319-366-1600. They've got buckets of balls for you at several of the golf courses and some great summertime fun out there with the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, Jeff Downing will get your information. And Jeff might try to talk you into going to Gardner.
Don't try to start on the back nine. He'll catch
you. No, he will catch you. He will catch you. 334, we'll take a break. Come back after this.
The Colonels will fight for Iowa this Friday night on Iowa Hawkeye Night. The first 1,000 fans through the gate will receive a free black and gold baseball cap. And the Colonels will wear black and gold themed jerseys that'll be auctioned off to benefit the Linn County Eye Club. Wear your black and gold for Hawkeye Night at the Colonels this Friday night. Purchase tickets now at Colonels.com.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
You want to sit in your cubicle for an hour and pretend to be happy? Come on! Swivel your sad excuse for a swivel chair over to B-Dubs and enjoy a real happy hour. Get deals like $2 Bud Light and Coors Light drafts, $3 select premium shots, $5 loaded nachos, and all the games you can watch. So get here and get happy. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
At participating locations, dine-in only. Hours and availability may vary by location. Other limitations may apply where required by law. Must be 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
Let Audible heat up your summer fun. With an unmatched selection of audio entertainment you can listen to anywhere, including exclusive Audible originals. Compelling stories, thrilling performances, and A-list celebrity talent make Audible originals must-listen events, like Stan Lee's Alliances, A Trick of Light, performed by actress Yara Shahidi. Get it only from Audible, or choose a title perfect for your travel plans. Start a 30-day Audible trial and your first audiobook is on us at audible.com.
When your battery goes dead, everything could come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Back at 3:37 here in the gym class of KGYM, David from Marion, our golf winner today. We'll have another pair of passes to give away coming up on tomorrow's show. Jeremiah Davis will join us to talk some racing, and then we'll have a Friday topic for you that we will give coming up in just a little bit. State baseball getting underway tomorrow, actually, at Principal Park in Des Moines. I still like to call it Sec Taylor Stadium.
Yeah, right?
So I'm old school. A guy that was not alive to collect 1972 super stickers at gas stations joining us, KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com and give him a follow on Twitter.
How'd you get on the DX stickers?
Because somebody tweeted that out last night. Super 70 Sports Guy did.
Oh, I love that account.
Yes.
I love that.
And I just went, oh my God, I had all kinds of those. Dad, is it time to get gas yet? Anyway, baseball getting underway tomorrow. And boy, I believe first time, I think Jeff Johnson had this in one of his articles about a game, that we've got in Linn County, we've got a team in every class represented down at... No, we don't. We're close.
We were a win away. Linmar
would have won.
If Linmar would have won, it would have been the first time, or actually the second time. In 2006, we had four representatives. I remember when JJ brought it up and I did the research, we had CPU and 2A... might have been Xavier in 3A.
Albernette, I think.
Albernette in 1A.
And Kennedy.
And then Kennedy. And then, of course, you know, just coincidentally, Albernette is making its second appearance at the state tournament. And its first time was that 2006 season when we had four teams. So, and they're really, really close. I mean, Linmar, you know, gave up a three-run home run and extra innings. And, of course, PV's only had eight home – that was their eighth home run all season. And certainly a game that Linmar could have won.
Iowa City West, first-round opponent for PV. Iowa City West, kind of an odd win last night on a big pop fly. And, yeah, but the win nevertheless. And West is on a roll and seeded second.
Boy. Yeah, you know, and they've done – they have – you look at them, and I'll admit this, and this is kind of bad on my part, but when I went up to cover them in Western Dubuque, because it was like 2 and 3, Western Dubuque was ranked second, Iowa City West was 3, I kind of was snippy with JR going, it's not going to be a contest, because I just didn't think West was as good as Western Dubuque, and they went up and swept Western Dubuque, and of course, I know a lot less than I think I know, obviously. But they just find ways to win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the next time I went to cover them was against City High, and they barely got a hit through the first six innings, and they were down 8-0 at one point, and they forced extra innings and won like 11-10 or whatever. They find a way to win. And Charlie Stumpf is such a fantastic coach, and he gets – the most he figures out what his kids do well and gets them to do it. You know, he's able to, all right, I've got a Marcus Morgan. You know, we've got Nick Biancuso, who's a good leadoff guy. We've got Jason Strunk, who is, you know, I think a lot of people will remember his blast over the restaurant area there a couple of state tournaments ago. So he's got these components and he gets the most out of them. And we've seen that this year. You know, they're 32-7, I believe. They're making their 12th appearance. And what I thought was interesting is it's their ninth since 2009.
Yeah.
Which that tells you the model of consistency mm-hmm. that they've had down there. And you know, and they're doing it you know, they're second in 4A with 343 runs. You know, they're second in the class behind Johnston, who's the number one seed. They're hitting 350 as a team. So I think that's where it, you know, they're going to put up runs, you know. And PV, PV's a team that, you know, you look at it, and West beat them earlier 4-0 on May 29th. But
that's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago, and this is a different PV team even from the end of the regular season, because they avenged a loss to City High at City High. They avenged two losses to Linmar at Linmar. You know, I talked to Brian Mitchell after the City High game, and he said, we know this is a better team offensively than we faced in the regular season, and you're starting to see that, even though it took them eight innings to get on the board against Linmar, but they're finding ways to win too. So that could be scary, and maybe that experience for Iowa City West being at Principal Park will certainly work in their favor. And, of course, Morgan, you saw JJ and what he said about Morgan on the mound. He's 9-0, and he thinks he's a professional prospect. So
yeah,
he'll be rested and ready to go.
Yeah, he will. And the winner, that's on the bottom bracket, and the winner of that game will take on Western Dubuque or Urbandale. Very interesting game, very intriguing, because you've got Western Dubuque with, of course, the 1-2, probably best 1-2 of anybody in the state when you talk about Harris and Goodman.
1-2, 3-4. I
mean, they got four D1 pitchers.
You know, seriously, and that's one of the things. They've had some – Western Dubuque's had some injuries this year, so they've kind of had to rely on some other guys. You mentioned Goodman and Harris, and it's interesting with Calvin Harris, you know, nationally ranked prospect who's going to play in an all-star event – I believe in California after the season against Iowa City West. He pitched, and apparently he had a pinky injury on his throwing hand that he had just recently hurt, and still struck out 10 guys, you know, against the team that, you know, is now ranked number 2. So that tells you how good and deep this staff is for them. And you know how far pitching and defense will take you in the postseason. Casey, and I always butcher his name, it's Perinod, at least to the best of my pronunciation.
You can type it, but can't say it.
Yeah, I just have to spell it right. He stepped in, and he's been fantastic for them, going 8-1 with a .88 ERA. And you're sitting there thinking, okay, Calvin Harris, Sam Goodman, Zach Bierman, you know, even Kyle Lehman, you know, and here Casey has come through and done a great job and really given them some depth. And the interesting thing with this matchup with Urbandale, you know, it's a rematch of last year's semifinals.
Yep.
Urbandale went on to win the state championship in 4A. They beat Western Dubuque 7-3 in the semis and kind of put a close to their nice postseason run a year ago. But I think this is a little bit of a different Western Dubuque team. You know, they've had some injuries. They've overcome those a little bit. But I think it's going to be a little bit of a different game come next Wednesday between these two compared to the semifinals last year. And you look at the pitching defense. Western Dubuque's first in 4A with a 1.878 team ERA. You know, and their defense, they're third overall. You know, fielding at about a 96% clip. So
that's strong in high school.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, it's cliche, but pitching and defense wins championships. You've got guys like Goodman and Harris, and the one thing too is the way they run the base pass. You know, they have over like 161 stolen bases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Urbandale cuts down about half of the runners that, you know, try to run on them. So that might be something that Western Dubuque can get the advantage and get to running and successful at it. That might put things in their favor as well. So,
we need to get through the other classes here. But before we leave 4A, obviously no Metro teams in the state tournament. Linmar and Prairie came close.
Right.
Coach Rodenkirk did a great job out there at Linmar this year. But it just wasn't a super strong year. Everybody had their moments.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
You know, and I think you know, you can always do the woulda, coulda, shoulda kind of thing, you know. But when you look at, and of course, we're talking about the Metro and 4A.
Right.
Yes.
We've
got, right.
But, you know, Linmar, I don't know if they didn't really have a strong ace. You know, they didn't have that one pitcher that, you know, hey, go out there and shut them down and we can do this. They've won a lot of games on offense, and obviously, you know, that's not going to be there every time, and you need somebody to shut down stuff. You know, they just couldn't get the bats going when they needed them last Wednesday. Jefferson had some injuries with Chase Keeney getting hurt, you know, him throwing, and you have him and John Cross being able to do things together. That makes Jefferson a little bit of a different team, you know. And Washington with Remy Nemechis getting hurt right away, and they had, you know, a lot of injuries as well. And they made a nice run last year. You know, they just didn't have, you know, the depth. Mm-hmm. And I think that was probably what kept them from really, you know, them meaning the Metro teams. I think the lack of depth kept them from, you know, kind of being at the level of, you know, say Iowa City West or Western Dubuque. But we saw that from Marion and Xavier in 3A.
Yeah. And speaking of 3A, KJ Pilcher joining us here at 3:48. If the seeding holds, we're going to have four Eastern Iowa teams in the semifinals in 3A. And Katie, bar the door, because it's going to be fun, because you got Xavier, who's got the best record in the state, and 38-2 going to Des Moines.
Right.
They've dominated. There's no other way to say it this year.
Yeah.
The Xavier Saints. You could have them against Marion. They've had their best year record-wise in school history.
Yeah, isn't it kind of cool?
And Steve Fish, 700th win. He's going to be the coach out in California at that big All-Star game. Yep. That's terrific.
And well-deserved.
And then on the bottom, you got Davenport Assumption, who's always there. And then Central DeWitt, who was 36-3. So try to figure that one out.
You know, these teams are ranked 1, 2, 3, 4. All four of them were in the same sub-state last year.
Yeah.
You had Marion, DeWitt, Xavier, all in the same district. And then, of course, DeWitt made it through and lost to Assumption, who went on to win it. That tells you how stacked that district and sub-state was. And then for them to come away, Assumption come away with a title really shows you a lot. You know, we've seen two teams. What's funny, you mentioned Xavier, Marion, record-breaking performances for their programs, best records ever. Then you've got Assumption, who's a returning, defending 3A state champion. DeWitt Central, 36-3. And they're facing Centerville, who is the defending 2A champ, or I should say returning, because now they've jumped up to 3A.
Yep.
So you have just an absolutely stacked 3A field. And, oh, by the way, there's a little team called Sioux City Heelan. You know,
nothing better to spoil the party.
And then there's Boone that's making their second straight trip, and nobody's even blinking, and, you know, nobody's batting an eye at them.
And ADM's got a tremendous number one pitcher. Yeah.
Yeah. He's only given up two hits.
Yep.
And two postseason appearances. So, and beat Harlan with a one-hitter.
How are they 13-17?
Because they don't have a lot else. But they got one really good pitcher.
I think that hits it right on the head. But, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine, Troy Marshall, about Xavier's depth before I came over here. And what I find, I mean, you know, Kyle Mader, going to go to Kirkwood, a fantastic baseball player for Xavier, leads the team with 47 hits. But then you have Bryson Bastion, Nick Banowitz, Garrett Reese, Quinn Schulte, all with 40 hits. And then you have Isaac Ball that has 39. So you're looking at six players that are at the 40-hit mark. And that tells you, okay, offense is what powers this team. And that's what they've been able to do. You know, they lead 3A with 352 runs and 350 batting average. Their on-base percentage is .466. Tied for sixth in the class with 13 home runs. That's where their bread and butter is.
Wait a minute, 352 runs in 40 games?
Yes.
Holy cow. I know it was 17-3 last night in four innings, but...
Yeah.
That's,
but, I mean, and then you think about what Johnston has done in 4A, and they've scored over 400 runs.
Yeah. They're just bludgeoning people.
You know, they average over 10 runs a game at Johnston. It's been pretty impressive what they've been able to do. And then, you know, and they're very efficient on the mound with, you know, Bastion leads the way. He's 9-0 with a 0.67 ERA. They play good defense. just a real solid team, and that's what's led to this this season. And, you know, senior laden lineup.
Yeah.
And that really makes a difference.
Tell us about, well, we know a lot about North Glenn, but I can imagine Jake Hilmer's in quarantine somewhere so he doesn't get sick before the state tournament. But
good luck with trying to keep him saddled down.
But he is the Gazette Athlete of the Year, and rightfully so. Been phenomenal in baseball, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about the game where he set the, you know, the career hits record nationally, and
by the way, it
was a perfect game.
That's
know?
It.
And then same thing with the sub-state final. You know, he throws a no-hitter to go out there and throw. By the way, he leads off with a double and sets the state career doubles record. You know, the kid is just absolutely phenomenal and has been since eighth grade. And, you know, there's a trio of players there at North Glenn with Hilmer, Trevor Bogey, and David Sieber.
Yeah.
When they were eighth graders, they came in, and before they even stepped in the hallways as students, they were making an impact. And they helped lead North Glenn. Actually, I think they made the semis in that first appearance their eighth grade season, which would have been, what, 2015,
yep.
I think. You know, and they never – the school had never been down there before, and now, you know, this is a fourth time in five seasons that they're going down there. And, you know, I know they had a tough battle with Lisbon. They had a nice rivalry there, you know, when Lisbon had Austin Krobe. And I'm sure, you know, just getting to the semis didn't set well with them. And now you look at 2A, which, you know, if you look at the field, you know, they're one of three ranked teams that made it. There are a lot of upsets in the postseason. You know, you saw number one Wilton go down, number three Dyke New Hartford go down. You've got number two North Glenn, Van Meter, who's ranked fifth, and New Hampton, who's making their first appearance at the state meet, getting down there. And, you know, you guarantee you're going to get Jake Hilmer on the mound for that first game. You know, and West Branch, you know, they face West Branch, who's making their first trip since.
Another good story right there, too.
You know, their first trip since 2012 and their third overall. And it's not going to be a gimme game, one versus eight, because if you look at common opponents, West Branch has wins over Albernette and Cascade, who both have beaten North Glenn this season. So, you know, what West Branch has been able to do, you know, they had a really hard-fought win against Mid Prairie to get to the sub-state finals, and then they went down to DeWitt. And beat Comanche, who had beaten Beckman, you know, that extra inning game where I think it was Trey Eagle with the two-run single to win it after going down in the top half of the extra inning. And I was really impressed. I got to see West Branch play Iowa City Regina in district play, and I believe it's Matt Paulson, who's a pitcher. Really, really nice competitor on the mound and did a great job against Iowa City Regina, and is a good kind of a leadoff guy for them. And they're going to be dangerous. This isn't going to be an easy win at all for North Glenn, even if it is a win.
Yeah. 1A real quick here, and Albernette capping off what has been a tremendous sports year for the Pirates.
Yeah, right.
And they are going to be the number two seed. They take on South Wynn. From up far northeast Iowa, and I know they're having a terrific year. They won the Upper Iowa Conference, and that's a good team with a lot of good athletes. It's going to be a good first-round matchup right there.
Yeah, both teams making their second trip to the state tournament. We mentioned Albernette went in 2006. South Wynn went in 2014, won their second straight Upper Iowa Conference title. Noah Tysketter got a win in the sub-state to propel them. A really good, solid team, started the season ranked, kind of dropped out, and I'm not really sure why, but I think we see that they deserve to have been in there all season long with what they've done. But Albernette, you've seen this coming.
Yeah.
They were so close last year and lost to Don Bosco in the sub-state. It was even building before then. Ryan Stensland's done a great job up there. You know, you've got some really talented kids, Hunter Caves, Keaton Parker, and the likes up there, and they've just built up to this point. And you mentioned the banner year pretty much for Albernette, and we've seen their wrestling success in the past.
Second place in basketball.
That's I couldn't remember exactly how they finished up, but I know that state tournament berth kind of helped get them over the hump. I talked to him at the beginning of districts, and some of the players said, we kind of learned how to have success. That kind of put us over the hump and showed us, hey, we can do this. You know, and they've just carried that on, and you've seen it. They've been very good, very dominant, part of that really tough Tri-Rivers Conference trio with them. Cal Wheat got upset, but still a very good team in North Lynn. Those three kind of beat up on each other a little bit, and Cal Wheat won the conference, but Albernette was right there with them, and they've been fantastic, and they're very balanced.
Going to be a great state tournament. Going to be a great state tournament. Get started.
You're like, we need
tomorrow.
To talk wrestling, but we're plumb out of time. Oh, there'll be another day for that.
Yeah.
There'll be another day. Yeah.
Some additions, you know.
Iowa got a big addition.
Yeah. Just kind of lingering around Eastern Iowa, working out. Now Gavin Teasdale's going to be back where they thought he'd be a few years ago when they first locked up Spencer Lee. But, you know.
Took a while, but he's back.
Hey, things work out for a reason.
Yeah, they do. And we'll have fun in Des Moines at Sec Taylor Stadium.
We'll do. And it all starts, at least for our coverage, Jeff Johnson is working for on a Albernette feature leading into their game with Southwind Saturday at 11 o'clock. So keep an eye out for that at thegazette.com.
And all the coverage.
Yeah.
Coming up next week. Thanks, KJ. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Mark.
All right. That's it for the program here today. And we'll be back with you tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock right here on KGYM. Sox and the Twins go at it tonight. Barrios and Giolito. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Turn my phone off.
Motor oil brand with a dedicated engine lab. And here, we test everything. We test seal conditioners to keep older engines from leaking. We test detergents to help reduce soot. We test additives that protect against wear, increase fuel economy, and fight carbon buildup. Why? Because we won't settle for being less than the best, and you shouldn't either. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Go to O'Reilly Auto Parts now and get 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology and a filter for just $34.99. See store for restrictions and details.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5.